Hello, Cherry Dolly here again, doing another fun questionnaire, this time Kinky Angel 91's questionnaire from Tumblr, but not their most recent one, because when I looked at it, the question started out kind of heavy, and I was like, oh, I don't think I want to get that deep right now. I am not prepared for that. So I figured I'd try this one out instead. Let's see. To start off with, who was the last person you held hands with? Probably my youngest sister. No. It was my other younger sister because we were watching something incredibly funny, so she grabbed my hand because we were both laughing really hard. Yes. All right. Two, are you outgoing or shy in real life or and online? So I am pretty much, I guess the technical description is an ambivert or whatever, is that I'm like, I am outgoing, but I do need a lot of time to myself to kind of decompress. I very much so value my alone time, and although I do get lonely a lot, I can appreciate being alone and not needing to approach people or not needing to be loud. But I do tend to, even if I'm not the type of person to first approach people, I have no problem doing so if I have to. But I'm shy in different aspects of life, so I will be shy about my feelings, but not shy about asking people for what I need or asking questions. Yeah. What kind of people are you attracted to? Let's see. So, people that are kind of snarky. I often am attracted more towards people who are a little bit more laid back than me because I am pretty high strung and I am an incredibly passionate person. So sometimes I need people who are just a little bit more chill than I am, honestly. And people who are funny. I feel like that's like an everyone kind of thing. Everyone says, you know, like, oh, I like people that are funny, people that can hold a good conversation. You know, that's the obvious stuff. Who from either gender is on your mind in real life and online? Huh. I guess the guy I've been seeing lately is the one that's mostly been on my mind in real life and such. Who is the last person you had a deep conversation with? Easy, my dad. He and I have a lot of very long, long, deep conversations. We're very close. What does the most recent text that you sent say? Let me see. It says, "Why the radio silence?" And that is because of some weird shit with someone messaging me that I don't know who it is. Although they claim to know me in real life and know a little bit about me and say that I know them too. But the name they gave me rings absolutely no bells. So, yeah. Do you believe in luck and miracles? To an extent, I suppose. Like, I'm not gonna be the type of person that say like that says like, oh, bad things happen to me because I'm unlucky or something like that. But I will recognize when an event was fortuitous or lucky and that it was not created by my own like that it didn't happen because I made it happen and it's just a nice event that occurred. Like, when I was going up to see friends for Halloween while I was waiting for the train. While people were getting off the train, this guy walked past then stopped and then asked me if I was heading into the city, and then handed me his train pass that was good for the rest of the month. And I mean, it was only for, the rest of that day, but that was still, I found that. I was like, that's lucky. That is lucky. I was in, right place at the right time to get a free train ride. But it's not like it would have been unlucky if that hadn't happened. So, yeah. Would you kiss the last person you kissed again? As it was one of my parents, probably yes. I think I kissed my parents goodnight. So, yeah. Do you like bubble baths? I do. I do. I love taking a good bubble bath. I especially love taking a lush bath with a bath bomb because, oh my god. I like to smell nice and have my skin feel soft and have pretty colors all around me. Doesn't get much better than that. What are your bad habits? Let's see, I crack my knuckles a lot. And I also eat terrible food. What part of your body are you most uncomfortable with? My stomach. Sometimes I have, I get compliments like from people on here from it for the, on the sexy pictures, but like I'm not always super comfortable with how I look. I try though. Who are you most comfortable around in real life and online? In real life, I am very comfortable around my friends and family. And online, I am not comfortable around anybody, or just friends, maybe. Have any of your exes told you they regret breaking up with you? No. I have had one ex. I had a boyfriend when I was 15. And since then, I have not had any, like, actual boyfriend. So, no. No regrets. Which celebrities would you have a threesome with? So, Chris Evans, definitely, is on that list because I adore him. Every, look he has, whether he's doing the soft lumber bro, soft lumberjack thing, or he's looking like the All-American boy or some kind of frat bro, and he's just so fucking hot. I don't know who else would be joining us for that though. I'd, prefer it be another guy. But I kind of have a level 3 girl crush on Lucy Liu. So yeah, Lucy Liu and Chris Evans. Would you rather live without TV or music? This is a tough question. And I'm gonna pass because both forms of media are very big parts of my life. Have you ever liked someone and never told them in real life or online? I've never liked someone online and not told them. In real life, yes. Hell yes. Constantly. I said like earlier that there's some stuff I'm shy about, and that is like relationship-wise stuff. If it's just a person that I know, like if like we had met well, because we were going to school together at one point or something, and I'm developing feelings, I will not say anything, ever. 7. What do you say during awkward silences? I generally try to start a new topic of conversation. When I was younger, during awkward silences, I would just wait and then loudly go, "So, how about those Red Sox?" Kind of broke the tension a little bit, made everybody laugh. What are your favorite stores to shop in? I love clothing stores a lot. A lot, a lot. I love vintage style stores, and I love like thrift stores are fun. Antique shops are fun, you know. If you're being extremely quiet, what does it mean? Usually that I am just completely wrapped up in my own thoughts, which is often. And sometimes, like, the thoughts won't even be like, I'll be on a weird thought. Like, that it's just some natural progression of, like, something. I'll be like, oh, that thing that person is wearing or doing, it reminds me of X, Y, or Z. And then I go off. Huge mental thing. Whatever. Do you smile at strangers? Yes. Like, I don't go out of my way to walk down the street smiling or something. But oftentimes, like, if I, like, look up and I meet someone's eye, we do that, you know, you do that kind of, like, tight smile. Like, that, like, weird grimacy type smile, real quick. Sometimes I'll just give a quick little, you know, regular smile. But, like, usually when you meet someone's eye and you both smile at the same time, you do that kind of grimace smile. One thing you wish you could change about yourself. I wish I was more disciplined. I'm really not. I'm really not. And I try hard to stick with things or to, like, try to better, you know, my life, my eating habits, my living habits, and I just never stick to it. So I really need to work on that. Ever been arrested for what? Nope. Never. Story of my first kiss is the next question. Okay. I was 14 going on 15, dating my first and only ever boyfriend. And I kind of had the feeling, like, the week leading up to it, that I was gonna have my first kiss. And so it was after school, and it used to be, like, after school, we'd all kind of gather around in the front of the school, waiting for the buses to pull up, waiting for us to be allowed to get on the buses, and then you kind of hang around chatting with your friends for a little bit and stuff. So the boy I was dating, we were hanging out and talking, and then next thing I knew, he was going for it. So, you know, and it was a very, very chaste kiss, like a little peck on the lips. But, like, I was on cloud nine. I could not get over it for the rest of the day. For, like, days later, I was like, oh my God, oh my God, my first kiss. Do you sleep with stuffed animals? I do not. I do not. First person you talked to today, my mother, because I wake up very early for work, and so she. Last person I talked to, my dad, to say goodnight. Is there anyone you want to punch in the face right now? Right now, right now? No. Not that I can think of. Is something irritating you right now? Yes, the aforementioned person texting me and being weird that I don't know who they are. But, like, I know I could block them, but I feel like I'm gonna be paranoid and weirded out about it if I don't figure out exactly who they are. Who was the last person you cried in front of? Maybe my sister? Maybe my sister. What makes you happy? A lot of things. Reading a good book. Dessert. Sunshine. Good music. I'm also a big fan of little simple pleasures. So, like, and that would be, like, say, go outside when it's snowing and having to shovel, or, like, maybe play outside and you get cold and you come in and your socks are wet and you just strip down, put on nice, warm, comfy clothes. And warm socks over your very, very cold, wet feet. That's a simple pleasure. And that's the kind of stuff that makes me really happy. What's your zodiac sign? Scorpio. I don't know why there was the pause right there. Probably my mind was slightly making the connection of what I was reading out loud. Yes, I am a Scorpio, and I mostly subscribe to the personality aspect of it. I don't go really too much by like the horoscopes that are in like magazines or newspapers or anything like that. But I do think it informs your personality and sometimes your the way that you confront the world. So yeah, that be all. I should do other questionnaires too because I got asked to do the first part of the last questionnaire I did, so I'll do that at some point. But I just kind of wanted to answer some of these questions, so yeah. All right. Peace out.